Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Life Chat with Viv and Vil. Vilma. Vilma?
Yes, Vivian.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm here.
I wasn't sure you wanted me to answer.
Well, I wouldn't say Vilma if I didn't want Vilma to answer. Anyway. So, Vilma, last week we did we diverted a little bit about life. And, well, I guess election is a part of the life, right?
It is.
Right. So we just started talking about the election and how this election has been like none other we have ever experienced. And now, today we're going to talk about the results of the election because this is something that we never experienced also. Never in my lifetime. What about you, Vilma?
No, I have never seen anything like this, but it's very interesting. And I am thinking, I'm not sure about you, that there is something that we need to learn from the entire process. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking God that you want to teach me from what just happened. What can I learn? How about you?
Did God respond to you about from that question of what can you learn from?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You want to share with us?
Definitely. Yes, I can do that right now. If you remember when we spoke last week, of course, we were saying God's will be done. Whatever God's will is, we will just need to know that He is a faithful God. He is on the throne, and His will is going to be done regardless of us trying to manipulate situations. We also mentioned about the heart, that God is wanting the heart of men, mm-hmm. and not necessarily words. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that it confirmed, so it's not just hearing, but it confirmed that He definitely wants our heart to be attuned to Him and not necessarily listen to what other people need or want to say or have to say, because sometimes we allow our emotions to get the better of us. Mm-hmm. And we are actually asking God secretly. We say, God, have your way, do your thing. But secretly, it's like, God, have your way, but do my thing. Mm-hmm. Do what I desire. Mm-hmm. And God is not having that. He is God all by Himself. He doesn't need our help. He puts up who He wants and He takes down when He wants. So we just need to be satisfied and need to understand that being God, He's able to work through any situation that we face, and He's able to use any person that He chooses to, and He will still accomplish His purpose.
That's right. That's right. And that's the thing, too, that I'm looking and hearing Christians, you know, I don't want to bash Christians or anything like that, but you know, some people is like, oh my, they stole the election from us. Or they're saying, you know, the enemy come in and stole the election or whatever it may be. But the enemy is not big and badder than my God. I don't know about your God, Vilma, but I'm sure we serve the same God. He's not big and badder than my God. If my God want one to rise up and another to be removed, He can do it. He's big and bad enough to allow who He wants in the White House when He wants that person. Because it's not about, like you were saying, Vilma, it's not about what we desire. It's about His kingdom. His kingdom come. And that's what I believe I said last time. His kingdom come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's not about what we desire. It's about what His plans and purposes for His people. And I don't want to jump ahead of myself, but that's something that I look at and say, you know, hey, if God allow Biden to be elected, then it is what it is, because I know, you know, people are praying on both sides, and it's not that one is better than the other. It's just that what God wants his will to do for now for his people, because at this time, Vilma, and in this season, I'm telling you, I'm seeing so many things being shown in society right now in the church. And it seemed like it's almost like God is bringing judgment to the church. I don't know if you see this.
I agree with you in the sense that what I'm understanding and my eyes are being open is that we have replaced as a church, some of us, I'm not going to say everybody, right, has replaced God with our idea of a God.
Exactly.
Whether it's man, whether it's a job, whether it's our education, whether it's a dream, whether it's our pastors, but God is a jealous God. Mm-hmm. And he says in his word that I will have no other God beside me.
Exactly.
He doesn't go into competition. And what this tells me is that God is saying, I am tired of the church using pieces of scripture to hide behind and ignoring the rest of what I want. I think God is saying, I put a stop to this right now. It's my turn. It's my time. It's my name that is going to be glorified. And I'm going to see, like, you know, remember Satan, he said to God, Job, you have put an edge of protection around Job. And I think Job is serving you because of what you can give to him. And I'm wondering if God is saying, because I didn't answer the prayers of so many people, how they wanted it. Where is their service? Who are they serving? Are they going to stop? Are they going to turn back? Are they going to think that I'm no longer worthy to be called God or to sit on the throne? And God is saying, let me see if you are going to continue to trust me and to worship me, although I didn't, you know, answer you the way in which you thought I would.
Okay. Well, that's definitely a thought in reference to that whole thing, because I really see in 2020, I'm seeing a lot of things being highlighted in the church this year. I'm seeing where the spirit of racism been magnified in the church is showing that's, you know, relevant in the church, you know, evident in the church. It's showing now with this election process, I'm seeing that there's a lot of, you know, idols and I'm sorry to say this, but witchcraft in the church, because people are praying certain prayers and certain things that's not biblical. They're praying things of death to people. Those are things that it's not, you know, it's okay to be patriotic, but not patriotic to the extent of where people are taking it, because God didn't call us to be patriotic. He called us to be servants. He called us to be, you know, he calls us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And if you are fighting against somebody because they're Democratic or they're Republican, that's not showing love. That's not showing that, you know, the same people you're fighting against is the same people you're going to want to minister to. Come on. You know, how can you minister to someone when you're trying to tear them down and spewing so many hatred and you want to turn around and minister to them?
I know, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. And one of the things that I am afraid that it may cause a repercussion, how will people who are not saved and Christians who just became Christians are who just got saved, how are they going to react when they see how, you know, what many prophetic utterings were, which did not come to pass? Mm-hmm. Is it going to have them lose faith in the person or lose faith in God? And I'm hoping that it will not allow them to lose faith in God, because it goes back to the same thing, that we cannot put our trust in man. Our trust has to be in God. Mm-hmm. So there were a number, some I saw and most I was told about, that there were a number of prophets, apostles, church leaders who proclaim that President Trump would have won this 2020 election, mm-hmm. but it didn't come to pass. And because the expectation was not met, now there is a whole new word out there that the Democratic Party stole the election. Now, if that was God's will, that President Trump become the next, you know, continue to be president, I don't care what people do. I don't care if they stole the election. I don't care if the Republicans didn't go out and vote. God would have found a way to make sure that President Trump won the election.
Exactly. And that's what I was saying. God is big and bad enough to put whoever he wants in it. If you wanted him, he would have been there. And I totally agree with that, because I don't understand why is it so hard to understand that he could lose. Like, why is one man so important or so, they think so high and mighty that he cannot lose? Why is not God? He's not God in my eyes at all. So why is he so important that he cannot lose? You know, why is it that, you know, like your husband was saying last time, is that now it's a thing of they're trying to change the voting process for to meet one man's desire. Why we have to change things to meet this one man? What is so important about this one man? You know, God loves him and he loves Biden also. He loves you and he loves me also. I don't see anything that important about one man that he can't lose. And the thing is too, they're using the same tactic. You can't use the same tactic you use on 2016 for 2020. If you're thinking that the same tactic is going to what you needed, you have to change, because the other party is going to come out boldly and do something different, because they realize that they didn't win the last time. So therefore, they're going to, it's almost like a war. When you have, the enemy is overpowering you, you have reinforcements, you go deeper, you go wider. You don't use the same tactic and think that you're going to win with the same tactic.
Right, absolutely. And what I want our audience to understand is that I'm not putting my faith in President-elect Biden, nope, either. Mm-mm. What I'm saying is we cannot put our trust in man. Man will fail. That's so right. Because we are seeing this, we are not saying that, you know, we need to put our trust in somebody else and in President-elect Biden. No, that is not what we are saying. We are saying, put your trust in God, because men will fail us.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. And once we have our trust in God, then therefore we will not be moved by anything that happened in this election, anything that happened in 2021, anything that will happen in 2022, because this is a time to to pray. This is a time to be on our knees. This is a time, and that's something that God has really been sharing me, that, you know, you got to go deeper in prayer. This is a time that we really have to seek God for ourselves, seek God to bring the glory of the Father in, because that's one thing the world is lacking. The Bible says about the earth is crying out for the full-grown manifestations of the sons of God to be revealed, and we have not been revealed yet. We've been fighting for the last 4 years for one person, and we've been fighting each other, but instead of coming to the Father to say, God, what is on your heart? God, where do you want us to be right now? What is the next move of God? What do you want to do on this earth? Because election, it's a worldly system. It's not a kingdom system.
Exactly. I'm going to share with you, Vivian, what happened with me early this morning at about 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I'm really seeking God in next step for me as a Christian in proclaiming his word, in being light and salt, in loving each other, in being a true disciple. And at about 3 o'clock this morning, and I'm not going to say it was a vision. I'm not going to say I heard a voice, mm-hmm. but I woke up. I'm not sure why I woke up, but usually at that time you wake up, you use the bathroom, you go back to bed. But God was just putting some things in my head. And one of the things is that God was saying that this country, America, was going to go into a state of repentance. Mm-hmm. And the repentance is going to be with tears by the church. The church is going to be crying out to him. And the tears that fall would water the ground. There was going to be so much tears falling. However, it's not like watering flowers, or maybe like you water flowers and they spring up, but the tears that were sown were those that he was going to use to raise up new prophetic voices. Mm-hmm. So it's like the tears were there, and he says, I'm going to raise up new voices, new prophets after my heart. Prophets who are not yet, touched with worldly things, and they are going to be the new flowers, young, energetic, and they have my heart. Mm-hmm. He also said that he was going to close the mouths. I was like, wow, the mouths of present prophets. Mm-hmm. He was going to close their mouths. Mm-hmm. However, you see, unlike when there was between the Old and the New Testament, there was 400 years of silence when God didn't speak. Mm-hmm. And then with John the Baptist, God started to speak again with men. He's not going to have that. That's why he's raising up these different prophets. And the other thing that I heard was a number of people won't listen to them, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. because they're different. Mm-hmm. They don't present like a prophet. They don't look like a prophet. But that's okay, because they did that to Jeremiah in the scripture. Jeremiah warned, he preached, and he told the people to repent and what God was going to be bringing. They didn't listen until it came upon them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you're not going to listen to them until it is too late. I was, whoa. So I'm not saying this is a prophecy that I'm putting out there, mm-hmm. as my listeners hear it. But you know what? It resonated with me, and I'm going to look and I'm going to listen. and make sure that I don't miss the next move of God. Yeah. But repentance, and there is going to be a revival, mm-hmm. but the revival is going to come with repentance. And not just saying that, you know, I'm sorry, Bibilin, that I rubbed you the wrong way, or I'm sorry, Bibilin, that I didn't tell you the truth. It's going to be a repentance with tears. Mm-hmm. Tears. Mm-hmm. We're going to be crying before God.
And yes. It's a part of wanting the heart of God. You know, you're talking about God wants mm-hmm. our heart, but it's for us also wanting the heart of God. And, you know, in the Bible, you know, when the old prophets, when the anointing of God fall, the glory of God fell, like in Smith Wigglesworth time, you know, people were used to say that they couldn't stand in the presence of God. And we haven't been in that that realm yet, where the glory, that thickness of the glory falling on the church in decades. I haven't been in a move where I see the glory fall in that sense, where you can't stand. You know, some people mm-hmm. saying repentance, you know, yeah, we need to repent, and we're going to repent before God, but it's in the glory of God that you bring that heaviness of that tears and that repentance, of true repentance, of saying, mm-hmm. you know, you fear God, or, you know, you want the heart of God. We are crying out, God, for your heart. We're crying out, God, for your direction. We're crying out, God, for your glory. We want to see you in us. We want to see you in our nation. We want to see you turning the hearts of fathers and mothers and children, the next generation after you.
Well said, well said. I hear and feel your passion. And I'm saying, I feel it. I feel it. And I'm saying, whatever you're going to do next, Lord, mm-hmm. don't leave me out. When this revival comes, I want to be a part of it. I long for that.
Amen. Amen. You know, with you. I'm with you, sister. I'm with you. I don't want to miss out.
God, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we need to understand that he's coming back.
That's right.
He's coming back soon. He's coming back for a church without spot or without wrinkle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there are so many. Some of them are family members. Some of them are maybe our neighbors. Mm-hmm. Some of them are our co-workers. Some of them are people in the church mm-hmm. who are not saved. And God is saying, what are you doing? You know, I died for them as well. What are we doing mm-hmm. about telling them about God, the good news, giving them the good news? What are we doing, people? God is coming back again. And there are so many people, they have heard the gospel over and over and over, mm-hmm. but their heart is, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to penetrate. So, you know, we just got to pray and ask God to dig around this soil and soften them up mm-hmm. so that they get saved. That's the most important thing. It's not the party you belong to. I don't care if you're Republican, if you're Democrat or independent. I don't care. I care about your soul. I want to see you saved. That's the only way we're going to get things changing in this country, is if our hearts are changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, there's a scripture that talked about if you, I don't know, I think it's in Jude, it talked about be gentle with those who, that hasn't come into the faith as yet, but don't be soft with their sin. And the thing is, you know, we love people and our hearts are for people and God's heart is for people. You know, we might not love the sin, but we love the sinner. You know what I mean? You know, that's mm-hmm. where we should be, of saying, Lord, you know, you love them so much. Help me to see, or help me to understand the love that you have for these individuals, that you don't want to see any perish. Help me to get your heart for them and not thinking about their outward or how they look or what they've said, but Lord, help me to be an example to change this universe for you to be a world changer, to be a Christ follower is to be a world changer and to impact your community for generations to come. To rise up, you were talking about those new leaders, you know, help rise up those new leaders, impart the things that you've learned over the years to the next generation, to someone else. Ask God to give you something to impart to someone else. And that's where it is too, you know?
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to read that verse you were trying to quote in Jude. I'm not sure if this is a verse, but this is one that God is saying to us. Jude 1 verse 3, it says, "Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints." Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have to contend. And it goes on, and it may not be the exact verse, but this is bringing out some things that we want to go out for others to hear. It says, "For certain people have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ." So we have to be careful because, and sometimes these people, they start out well. But the greed and the power get to them. And then they all of a sudden their language changed. All of a sudden,
and it said, yeah, and it said that in Jude too. I think if you keep reading, it said about their own for their selfish gains. Yeah.
Wow, I'm telling you. So we have to be careful. We have to contend for the souls of our loved ones, whether it's family members, whether it is your neighbor, your coworker. We have to contend for the souls. We have to contend for the souls of those who are in authority, our leaders. You know, we have to contend for their souls. And maybe, just maybe, President-elect Biden, maybe he's going to be the catalyst that will keep us continually praying on our knees.
Yeah, because we do need to pray.
Maybe he's going to be that catalyst.
You never know what God's up to. It's all about his kingdom. You never know what he's up to. Because, you know, we don't know the heart of God. We need to know the heart of God. But we don't know, you know, exactly what he's up to. He knows what he's up to, and he knows the beginning from the end, and he knows exactly what he wants to do in this land. And it's about our souls. It's about our relationship with the Father. That's what it all boils down to. Definitely. You're going to keep reading from that scripture?
Yeah, verse 17, it says, "But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time, there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life, and have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh."
And what version were you reading?
This was I think it's the English Standard Version. Yeah. But what I want to say to those, again, you know, listening to us, and we are not I'm not putting myself up as somebody who have attained. You know, I have not attained. I'm striving. I'm moving forward. But one thing that I do know is that the closer that I move towards him, the more that I see my shortcomings, the more when I look at what he, you know, requires, I see the more I strive for to be like him, to carry out what he asks, what he wants. And I hear his heartbeat. I feel his passion. And I just want to make sure that I'm in the right place. I'm not putting something else in his place, but I have him there.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Definitely. We have to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else comes into place. So we definitely have to, these things that we're saying, we really as believers have to start praying, seeking the heart of God, seeking him and knowing him and falling in love with him all over again. You know, it's like we lost our first love and we have been distracted for the past. We've been distracted for the past 5 years. You know, it's time for us to just get involved and fall in love with him all over again and fall in love with his word, fall in love in to be in the presence of God, because in the presence of God, there is hope. In the presence of God, there is a future. In the presence of God, there is joy. In the presence of God, there's so much, you know, and that's where we need to be, in his presence.
Absolutely. And I like you talk about we lost our first love. It brought me back to the book of Revelation, where the letter was addressed to the various churches, like the Church of Philadelphia, the Church of the one that was hot and cold, and he was going to spew them out of his mouth. And God is telling us that we started off well, but somewhere along the way, we moved from him. Mm-hmm. You know, God, sometimes I wonder how God feels blessing us, because he blesses us. And then that thing he blesses us with now becomes an issue, where we're looking more at the blessing than at the blessor. Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder how he feels about that.
Yeah, and I think that's where we need to also pray, that we don't try to blossom before our right season in the right time. You know, because sometimes we're like, God, send me, God, you know, bring this, bring that. But we just have to pray, Lord, don't bring it to me until I'm fully ready for this. You know, getting this at the right time and the right season in our lives, because I'm sure it's disappointed to him, but you know what? God is God. He can fix it. He's the master strategic planner of all time. He will turn it around and work it the way he wants. You know, that's just the way he is. And I'm just thankful that he's not like man. and we've been beating this over and over again about the heart. He looks at the heart.
Absolutely. Can I read something?
Yeah, sure.
About the churches?
You asking me, can you read?
Well, I want to make sure, because I want to make sure that I'm putting the right information out there. So just very quickly, his message to Sardis, which sounds like some of us, he says to the angel of the church in Sardis, these are the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a name or a reputation that you are alive, but in reality, you are dead. wake up and strengthen and reaffirm what remains of you, your faithful commitment to me, which is about to die, for I have not found any of your deeds completed in the sight of my God or meeting his requirements. So remember and take to heart the lessons you have received and heard. Keep and obey them and repent. Mm-hmm. My God, this is really something. So, you know, it's like, you have a reputation. That's some of us. We have a reputation out there. But when he examines and look closer, what does he find? Is that we are not, what we knew before, we are no longer doing. We're not keeping and obeying the lessons that we need to do. Hmm. Oh, that is really something else. And then it goes on to, he writes to the Church of Philadelphia. Again, he said to the church, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you, because you have kept the word of my endurance, my command to persevere. I will keep you safe from the hour of trial, that hour which is about to come on the whole inhabited world to test those who live on the earth. And the church of Laodicea was the one that was neither hot nor cold. God wants us to be either hot or cold. He doesn't want us to be lukewarm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I see us dampening our heat by being complacent, mm-hmm. by not speaking up when we should speak up. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to offend anybody, but silence could mean consent.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you want to say a word of prayer before we end? I know we're kind of ending a little early here than we normally have a long show, but, do you want to say a word of prayer? Cause we do need to pray for our country. We do need to pray.
Yeah. We need to pray for our nation.
Our nation. Yeah. And all the things that you're hearing in the media and things that's going to happen this weekend and all the stuff that's going on right now. We need to shut it down in the name of Jesus and let God will be done in every corner, from the north to the south, to the east to the west, and let God's will be done. Let his kingdom come. Let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the important thing for us. So if you want to just pray us out, Vilma.
I'm going to suggest we both pray. We both can pray. I'll go first and then you finish pray. And then you can do your closing. Before I pray, you know, I do agree with you wholeheartedly that we need to pray for our nation. We need to pray especially for the church. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As we pray, for those of you who are listening, I just want you to just reflect and your life and what is happening and how better you can be used by God.
Mm-hmm. And before you pray too, I like what you just said, because, you know, I was listening to a recording today and he talking about living in the moment. We really need to take a stock of where we are now spiritually. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to comment on that we definitely need to take a stock of where we are. I agree with what you just said. Take a stock of where we are right now in Christ.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for being a God of love and grace and compassion. And we thank you, God, for even making a way for us to have this podcast, mm-hmm. live chat with Vivanville. And God, this is another medium where we can also spread your gospel without being shut down or without being afraid. We can speak up for you. So we just appreciate the opportunity, and we just thank you for just blessing us. And God, even now as we come crying out before you for this country, for our nation, the United States of America, God, I'm praying more so for your church, your church that you have called and that you have commissioned. Mm-hmm. To go into all the world and to preach the gospel and to baptize men who believe in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And God, we have strayed so far, so far from your mandate. We look to men instead of God. We are men pleasers rather than pleasers of God. We look to falsify your name and the things that you require. We take pieces of scripture and we turn it around to suit what we are doing. Sometimes we move around like, you know, wolves in sheep clothing. Lord, have mercy upon us. We cry out to you, God. Mm-hmm. I repent on behalf of your church, God. I repent for placing before you other people, for placing before you, whether it's husband or wife or children or education or job or idea. Father, we cry out before you this night on behalf of your nation, on behalf of this country. Forgive us, God. Forgive us of the many times when we turn our eyes in the opposite direction rather than speaking to somebody, rather than bringing somebody hope, rather than ministering to the need of somebody, we turn the other way. God, forgive us of excuses that we always have of why we cannot do things that will glorify your name. We get so busy and so caught up that we can't pick up the phone and we can't say a word of comfort to somebody. We can't give hope to somebody. God, forgive us for the bickering that we do against who should be in power, for who shouldn't be in power, as if you are not God, as if you can't use every person you deem or you fit to use. You can, because you are God. God, forgive us for not going deep in your word and not doing what we are supposed to do. It's not about just knowing and reading the word, but it's about doing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, God, of speaking ill about each other. Forgive us, God, of not loving one another as we should. Forgive us, God, of putting our light under a bushel so that the light doesn't penetrate, so that people are not able to see it and come to you. Forgive us, God. Forgive us of being so complacent and lackadaisical. And because our household may be doing well, we disregard the others. Forgive us, God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us to use religion as a badge of honor, God. It's not about religion. It's about relationship with you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we repent before you. We repent before you, God. We call this nation to repentance in the name of Jesus. We come against bickering. We come against false identification of people and things in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father, hear our cry. Hear our prayer, oh God. Attend unto our cry from the depths of the earth. We'll cry out to you.
Amen.
And God, when our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to the rock that is higher than us,
Amen.
Which is you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Father, we just thank you, O God, that you are the light of this earth. You, O God, and help us, O God, to let our light so shine before men that they may see you and glorify you, which is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done thus far. We thank you, Lord, for what you're putting in place. We thank you, Father God, for the call that you're calling us back to you. Help us, Lord, to take you up on knowing you. Take up your cross. Take up your word. Take up in prayer and in supplication, O God, and thanksgiving, O God. We thank you right now that we're able to fall on our knees and cry out, O God, for your heart. Cry out for change in America. Cry out for unity, O God, right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of division. We come against the spirit of warring, O God, in this country. The blood of Jesus is against you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that try to rise up against us in judgment, you condemn, O God. We thank you, Lord, that your perfect will be done in this earth, in this land, in the United States of America, O God. You will be Lord from the east to the west, to the north and the south. You are Lord of these United States, O God. And Father God, no false God will rise up, O God, and take your place. Father God, help our eyes to be open to the truth of what you're doing. Help our ears to be open to what you're truly saying in the spiritual realm, O God. Let we able to be connect with you like we never did before. Help us, oh God, to come into your presence, because in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand is praises forevermore, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we yearn and cry out for more of you, not more of ourselves, but more of you, oh God, and that change will come to this United States as we come into unity of our faith, as we come into oneness in love and in a purpose of serving the Almighty God. God, you are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords. You have given us authority upon this land, and we say, God, you are God of these United States. And we decree and declare, oh God, that your will be done, and your will be done, your kingdom come upon these United States, oh God. No more will we fall into division. We will fall into unity as our hearts seek after you, O God. And we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing. We thank you, Lord, that our thoughts are not your thoughts. We thank you that your ways are not our ways, because, God, and we thankful that you look at the heart of men and not of what we say or do. We thank you, O God, that you still love us. We thank you, O God, that you're still mindful of us. We thank you, Father God. We rejoice in you, the hope of our salvation. We rejoice in you, our King and our Lord. Help us to fall in love with you all over again. Help us to fall in love to be in your presence. To be in your presence, O God. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. But before we go, Vilma, tell our audience where they can reach us by email, by Facebook.
Yes, you got it. So
I know that's your favorite part.
Facebook live chat with Vivanville. That's our Facebook page. Email, it's livechatvivanville@gmail.com. And our website is livechatwithvivanville.com. We're also on a YouTube channel, Live Chat with Vivanville. We are on GH Radio every day. We are on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, and we are also on everything else you think of, iHeartRadio.
We're there.
That's right.
We're there.
And Stitcher. picture.
Yes, yes, yes.
You think it? We are there.
That's right. We're there. Anyway, we thank you. We love you guys. We thank you for listening. This is another episode of Life Chat with Vivenville. Goodbye. Be blessed.
Bye.